Show me how great life can be. GoodNewsBroadcast.com. People say that life can bring you down. They don't know the secret that I've found. Oh, when I'm feeling sad and blue, I get a mind to hear good news. GoodNewsBroadcast.com.
Okay, hello everyone. Hi, this is Paul Slatkis. How are you today? Nice to see you. So, today is the first day of the week, some people say, after Saturday and Sunday. So we're going to have a little saying about that Monday. What Monday? Monday the 18th. Actually, back in 1921, it was a day after the influenza. It was a very serious time during Ellis Island. So, you know, unfortunately, we've gone through some of these types of viruses in the past, and may we find a vaccination and get it through. So we have our good news hat on today. If anybody's interested in those, we can work something out. We need to order some of those, which we haven't in a while. So today's show, what we're going to do is we have a fantastic, important piece for International Nurses Day, which was actually on the 12th. We did a bunch of shows, but then our good friends over at FOPAL, who we had a large outreach that we were doing for the International Day of Conscience, passed along a video that they created that appeared in 41 different languages. And it was to appreciate the nurses. And then we have another piece from Julia, and it's the Hospital Montefiore with some nurses. So we're going to start off with nurses once again, appreciating the hard work that they do. We have created a pilot program that we had some years ago, but I feel that some of the content in there, if not all the content, that's why I'm showing it, is still appropriate. We'll have Pete Seeger talk about people getting together. And Arlo Guthrie says something, and someone from the Dixie Chicks, her name's Natalie Manis, who's pretty special. She has something to say about Pete and just about the spirit of what Pete Seeger stood for. Then Bill Boggs, who was well known worldwide for his great interviewing, interviews Deborah Dozer Potter, who talks about traumatic stress. So I think a lot of us are living under traumatic stress right now, and I think that interview is important. And Deborah's family, close family, moms and aunts and so on, is Joan Fontaine, Olivia de Havilland, Ann Rutherford, and William Dozer, who actually was a voice in Batman. They made a lot of movies. Hey, Bill, how you doing? And so it's going to be a good show, and then Claire's going to do a little yoga again, and we're going to go from there. So first, let me go to Sandra Trim DaCosta. Hello. Did it flip around? It didn't flip around. So sorry. The phone sometimes is a temperamental device. So I'm going to kaboom because Sandra had a nice Monday story here that I'm going to use here. Happy Monday. May the week ahead be peaceful and beautiful. Inhale new and vital, exhale old and useless. Inhale peace and exhale stress. Inhale faith, exhale worry. Inhale courage, exhale fear. Inhale love, exhale gratitude. Just be and breathe. Okay, that's beautiful. And I will say, as I have said many times before, I'm an ordained in the faith minister, and I'm happy to speak to you anytime, 24/7, or if you have officiate an event, a wedding, or renewal of your vows, a baby shower, anything, a funeral, we can do it virtually the best we can. So I'm here for you. So let's go to this segment that I was saying, this International Nurses segment, which is very... How you feeling, Bill?
ာပါရှင်ကမ္ဘာတဝန်းလုံးရှိသူနာသူများအလုံးပြည်ပြဝေးကွာ၍ကျန်းမာချမ်းသာပါစေကြောင်းဆုမွန်ကောင်းတောင်းလိုက်ပါတယ်ရှင
် Muito obrigado pelo seu amor incondicional a todos os pacientes do mundo inteiro Muito obrigado
Vielen Dank an unsere Priester im Meeresepaschenil für das Verschiedene von uns Bühnerjährigkeit.
Vă onorez, stimați asistenți medicali, pentru lucru și efortul care îl depuneți pentru noi, umanitatea, și vă urez sănătate, înțelepciune și multă dragă.
Ich danke allen Krankenschwestern und allen Pflegenden, dass sie sich im Notfall um uns kümmern.
Siete spesso invisibili, ma quando abbiamo bisogno di voi, ci siete.
Verpflegtkundige von der Rode Heidelberg, hartelijk dank für den Einsatz deines Bestrahlung von der Corona-Virus. Wir sind echt top.
感谢全球的护士们。让我们一起加油
Dragii siostri
Bun numai tale
Vite, lasă ca o cara
Toți ai și-mi cao gai uzi Multe grafii să răsim pe
mers
For all that you do, thank you
Sunt pe nu pide ca din nechi doi să
răsum Nu asta ne, Nicu, și Nicu, am un an
Și la noua nu vrei vor ca mea COVID
Nu, nu, nu este
شكرا لكل الممرضين و
Wow, great job. Great job. What a great group, the FOPAL organization. We are crazy about them. And we had planned this gigantic event in Times Square, and unfortunately, we had to cancel it in April, April 5th, which is the International Day of Conscience. But we have some stories about there on our good news, and we'll do that show again. They actually broadcast something, and we had a lot of acts in it, and we'll do it again. Here's Julia Liu.
Hey, this is Dr. Robert Tang from Moniker Medical Center. I'm here with my colleagues. Please introduce yourself.
This is not the Fury Hospital.
We just got generous donations of food with Meals with Love. And I just personally want to thank the volunteers, Wei Chen, Annie Wu, Cindy Liu, Mabel Long, and everybody involved with Meals with Love. I'm sorry if I butchered your name. But all of us here at Montefiore Medical Center, we're so thankful and we really appreciate your support. Thank you. Stay safe.
Okay, that's beautiful. All right, you know, let's see if this picture comes up. There's more thanks from the nurses. Okay, so a lot of good people doing a lot of good things, and that's what's important. Let me just mention, we have our 7 o'clock hero show. They ring the bell outside in appreciation of the nurses and all the public service workers. And join us at 7 or join us wherever you are and ring a bell or take a moment to give some thoughts, good thoughts for those that are helping those that are in need during this pandemic and or anywhere in the world where people are it's not so easy. Okay, unfortunately that's part of the reality of our life. So let's go now to I wore my hat also because I used to have some hair and it was a little bit darker and so on and so forth. So this is once again, this is old. This is about 10 years old, but I think the principle of good news in every single case is that when good news is good news, it's good news forever. It's what they call evergreen. So let's listen to some evergreen, some people doing good things.
On our show, we have segments that are a little bit longer, and most of them have hosts. Our first segment is Wounded Heroes.
Bob Basaccia and I have created a program to honor our veterans by sharing all the good news that people are doing to help them. Next, we will show some interviews from the Pete Seeger movie, The Power of Song. Pete shares some good things to think about. Harlow Guthrie and Natalie Maness from the Dixie Chicks talk about Pete. In the movie, The Power of Song, Bruce Springsteen, Dylan, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and many more share their thoughts about Pete Seeger, who is on our website as we are helping to try to get Pete the Nobel Peace Prize. Bill Boggs is our next host, who is one of the world's leading interviewers from numerous television shows. Bill created a book called Got What It Takes, and each week he will have a conversation with someone from the book. T.S. Monk, son of the Thelonious Monk, has a special segment devoted to jazz, and new talent Sergio will perform. Each week we will have new talent on the show. Joe Franklin, who has the Guinness World Book of Records for doing talk shows, will share trivia and take us down memory lane. Austin Tom will host Overcoming Obstacles segment. Austin's enthusiasm for life is enlightening, as he has had to overcome a major car accident. Austin took many takes for his introductions, but he never gave up. He's full steam ahead, always. Austin is good news. In Austin's segment, we will hear from Coach Mara Taylor, helping to redefine prisons and incarcerated youths. Additionally, Austin will share V-Day with Eve Ensler, Jane Fonda, and Selma Hayek, talking about their movement and how they are helping women worldwide not to be abused. The last segment in Overcoming Obstacles is with Judge Lynn Toler, who shares wisdom that her mother gave her and how to deal with the thought that the grass is greener on the other side.
Okay, so some of those will be in part three tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll do part three. Tuesday and Wednesday we're going to do a music show.
I'm here with Bob Basaccia. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing real well. Well, you know, we're putting together a TV series called Wounded Heroes.
And it's going to celebrate a musical endeavor to make sure that all of these wounded heroes and their families can really be appreciated for what they've been doing for us, to us, and enjoy our freedom.
You know, the heroes that we're speaking about are those that are coming back from war-torn areas, as well as the vets that are here and that have served the country. It's a non-political show.
That's right, and Fisher House happens to be one of the wonderful people that have put together 31 facilities around the world accommodating the families of the wounded heroes and them.
Fisher House was started by Zach Fisher in 1990. I'm going to tell you just a couple of quick stories and then you can enjoy the music, and the music will definitely be loud enough. In 1990, Zach was visiting one of the veterans' hospitals, and when he was going in the early morning, he saw a Chevy in the driveway, and the windows were all fogged up, and he just walked over to look in it. In the Chevy was a woman with two kids. She was visiting her sick husband on the base, and she couldn't afford to stay in a hotel or a motel, and there were no military accommodations for her. And Zach made up his mind that that would never happen again. We now have 31, soon to be a lot more, unfortunately. Our goal is really to have a world in which we never have to build any more Fisher Houses, but that's not the world we live in.
We'll include organizations such as the Lions Club did a big outreach up in Westchester for Sergeant Eddie Ryan. That was a good thing.
It was a wonderful thing. We raised $30,000 for the family in just one day.
And this year, the beneficiary is Sergeant Eddie Ryan. And I can't thank you all enough for your participation and your efforts to hopefully ease Sergeant Ryan's family into the transformation his life has brought to him today.
The boys were on a rooftop, and unfortunately Eddie was hit. He had expired for 2 minutes up on that rooftop, and they did what they needed to do, and they got him to Baghdad.
I want to thank the Lions Club tonight. I want to thank my cousin Bob and all of the people that have helped us and gathered us here tonight.
What do we say?
Every day.
Inch by inch, it's a cinch.
Yeah.
yard by yard.
Yard by yard, it's hard, right? Do you want to walk?
No.
No? But
I want to run.
You want to run?
Organizations like AmBets out there, you got the USO Troop, right?
Doing
that's right. And we've got Citibank that's been backing us many times before, and we're looking forward to other sponsors coming on board.
They will be helpful to help to make this show happen. The show will be interactive, so people from all over the world will be able to send us segments, audio, video, text that say, this is what we're doing for the wounded heroes.
That's right. And we can't forget these wounded heroes, regardless of what you may feel about the war, good or bad. We do not want to turn our backs on all of these beautiful people that have helped us.
So this is what the program is going to consist of. Bobby's going to do some singing as well. And it's an important program. We take it quite seriously.
There's going to be a lot of great talent involved in this show.
And we're hoping that a lot of people will learn what the good news is about the people that are involved, that are helping the families as well as the wounded heroes themselves. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you.
To communicate with people we think we disagree with. I honestly believe that if the world is saved, it's going to be saved by tens of millions of little things. Small businesses, not great big corporations. Small churches, not great big mega churches. Small schools, small classes, not great big huge things that you have to raise millions of dollars to keep going. And similarly, I believe in getting involved in your home community, whether it's a neighborhood in a big city or a small town like this.
Well, I think Pete's always had a hard time sort of being recognized, and it flies totally in the face of everything he believes. He really does believe that everybody has some kind of unique value.
I'm really curious to see. I believe this country, with our long tradition of the right to speak your mind, whether you're right or wrong, I think it should be more widely known all around the world. Down in South America, for example, people get assassinated often. It happens up here occasionally, as we know. Dr. King got assassinated. Robert Kennedy got assassinated. But I think the whole world is going to realize that's not the way to the future. We ought to learn how to talk with people we disagree with.
You know, that's what music's always been, is someone's voice. And in the 60s and in the time of Vietnam, when you see how long that went on, and there were so many people against it, and what changed the government's mind and what they did about that was the people. And music started that. And he was a part of that time and that voice and that movement. And I really believe that that is a time in our history where citizens did change something and had a huge impact on stopping the war and bringing people home finally. And I think a lot of times in history, that's what's happened. It's when people get involved.
I say, remember E.F. Schumacher said, small is beautiful. And a great scientist at the Rockefeller Institute, René Dubos, says, you can think globally, act locally. Right where you are, with your neighbors next door, with your family, with the people down the street.
It's just great that this movie is being made for people to be reminded of what happened to Pete or learn what happened to Pete. So that I think those are the things that make you not being aware of what happened in the past makes, I think hopefully makes these things not happen again. And just the awareness, you know, and I don't think a lot of people, I don't think a lot of young people are aware of what he went through individually. They know about the anti-war movement and these things, but they don't know the details of his story and just how he overcame things. But, you know, his goal wasn't even to overcome things. He was just being himself. And his wife is so great in it as well. They're such a team. And he was just being. And it's hard to imagine hating someone for just being.
Oh, I'm very happy to be alive. I'm lucky that people will sing along with me. I feel very lucky to live in a country that has a First Amendment to the Constitution that says you got a right to speak your mind.
He's a living testament to the First Amendment, and you know, you can't just say you have rights. You have to use them to prove that you have them and to make them rights.
You do what you can. Do what you can. Never can do as much as you'd like, but do what you can.
I just kept thinking about how everyone needed to know who he was and his story and, you know, how are you going to get everyone to see this documentary?
In our Got What It Takes segment this week, our guest Deborah Potter has identified something, unfortunately, through her own life, which we all need to be aware of. It is called post-traumatic stress disorder, and she's written about it brilliantly in her new book, Let Buster Lead. We'll get to that in just a second, but as your jovial host, I wouldn't be doing my job. You know, everybody loves show business. I have to tell you just a little bit about Deborah Potter's background. Her mother, she is literally from Hollywood royalty. Her mother was the Academy Award-winning actress, Joan Fontaine. Her aunt was the Academy Award-winning actress, Olivia de Havilland. Her father, William Dozier, is behind some of the greatest shows in the history of television, Studio One, Playhouse 90, You Are There, and he was the producer and the narrator of the camp 60s TV series, Batman. Holy pedigree!
Yes!
Miss Potter.
Wow!
Get to that, obviously. Something I've heard the term, usually associated with the military. Your story is a fascinating one. Tell us.
Well, if I've learned anything from my experience, is that any one of us can get this disorder because we all have traumas. My trauma was I fell off my horse. I broke 5 bones with a concussion. One of the bones was a shattered collarbone.
So you had a serious physical accident.
Absolutely. In the hospital, everybody I met, every medical person, you know, you've had major trauma.
Right.
There was no therefore. There was no you should look out for these symptoms.
Well, let's find out what the symptoms were.
Okay.
First, your body healed.
My body healed.
So
bones
really,
healed. No pain anymore.
We're not talking about the physical manifestations of the accident. What we're talking about in post-traumatic stress disorder is what happened to you psychologically because of the accident, correct?
That's right.
Right.
Actually, in PTSD parlance, they refer to it as a physiological disorder, very much the way we our fingers go near a candle and we do that.
Right.
What happened to me was somebody would try to touch me or come close to me and I'd flinch.
This is after you're healed.
So after I was healed, I had no physical pain at all. I was still absolutely terrified of anyone touching me. I was so terrified, I eventually stopped going out of my house.
Look, one always hears the story, you know, get back on the horse again. This was a case of, obviously, not just getting back on the horse, it was getting back into life again. So let's go to the very beginning of this, of
of what happens.
Hey, James.
When did you first start to notice that your behavior post-accident was totally different than any way you'd behaved prior to the accident?
Well, I first started noticing it because I was under a lot of stress at the time. I was doing different things. I started getting really grouchy, really crabby. I was like PMS on steroids here.
Right.
And but when my husband would walk in a room, I'd scream. When a car would start coming towards me, I'd scream. When my husband went to touch me, I would absolutely scream.
It's not good for the marriage.
That element
of it could have a negative effect on the marriage.
You know, I almost ruined a fantastic life because I didn't know what I had.
Okay.
I didn't know I had a disorder that's easily treatable.
What I got in reading Let Buster Lead, and of course we'll find out who Buster is and what you mean by that. It's a dog. It's also a metaphor as well. What I learned here, and the news here that's important is that the post-traumatic stress disorder is frequently undiagnosed.
Well, most of the time it isn't.
What are some of the symptoms, quickly?
Living the disorder over and over again. My story talks about what it looks like and what it feels like mostly. What it feels like is you go through the events over and over again in your mind. Right. You're adverse to being touched, emotionally withdrawn, very hypervigilant, very aware of sound.
To whom do you turn for help if you're starting to identify, you or your husband or your family is starting to identify these characteristics?
Well, anybody who starts feeling these things, I would first go to my website, letbusterlead.com.
Letbusterlead.com. Buster is the dog through this.
Yes, he is. And the symptoms are in the website. And then there are organizations that my website can lead you to help people, get diagnosed first of all, and get treatment, because there's very specific treatment for PTSD, and it's very effective.
Good.
We don't have to live with this. We don't have to go through life with it.
And in our final minute here, I want to ask you a similar question relating to your family. And we've introduced you in terms of, let's take your mother, Joan Fontaine, your father, William Dozier. One of the toughest businesses in the world is show business. Hollywood is an amazingly tough town. Your mother, Joan Fontaine, went through the studio system. What did you see your mother and father relying on in terms of their personal characteristics? What did it take for them to prevail against many difficult situations that they were faced with in their lives?
First of all, work hard no matter what. Focus on your work no matter what. And don't let things get you down. It is so easy for us to want to withdraw and want to shy away and want to back away. And as you know, Bill, being a show business pro yourself, you can't. You just got to let Buster lead. You got to move forward. You just got to go for it.
Your final question is the metaphor in Let Buster Lead. Buster is the name of the dog, your beloved dog. He wrote the book out of motivation, how much he helped you. But Buster also means something else to you.
Well, my Buster was my pet, and he became my service dog. He actually really did get me back into society. Mm-hmm. And it's a metaphor for let the universe, let society take you forward when you're afraid. There's so much help, both spiritually and in the form of someone who loves you, like your family or your beloved dog, to get you through it, to get you ahead. Go ahead.
Well,
let it all lead.
The book should be read. Discovering Love, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and Self-Acceptance, Let Buster Lead. I'm Bill Boggs. On our segment next week, we have a true leader of business, a visionary, Sir Richard Branson. And thank you very much, Deborah.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Okay, so, that's our show, part two. We're going to do a little bit with Claire now. Hey, T.S. Okay, Thelonious Monk's son. He's got some good stuff. So tomorrow you can hear what it was like to grow up in Thelonious Monk's house. And T.S. can say it so well, since he is his son. A lot of good things going on here. And we've had the joy to be able to talk to a lot of people. Well, you know, I just want to mention, if anybody's looking for a summer place to get away to, I have a gorgeous home out there in Montauk. In this Montauk Manor, great castle on the hill, some people call it. And it's a two-bedroom, two-bath. And as we all try to figure out our own traumatic stress that we're all living under, and I think it's an important commentary, the reason I wanted to share these shows, even though they are back 10, 11 years old, but the conditions haven't changed, okay? And Pete Seeger's words haven't changed, and Bob Bisacci's words to take care of our heroes, which join those that have some put their lives on the line to to deal with the concerns of war, I guess you could say. But of course, we all know that we're into the International Day of Peace, and that's our mission, is to promote the good in the world so that we don't have to spend any more time dealing with the scenario of war. That's our big dream. Okay, Claire.
Relax. Bending both knees to one side, roll yourself down.
That's a good way to get
up. Both knees bent, feet flat on the floor, feet are hip-width apart.
From the back.
Palms are turned up.
Roll your legs.
Let your knees touch. This is really good for your low back, for it relaxes the muscles around your buttocks and low back. And just breathe in and out through your nostrils. Eyes are soft, softly closed. Just a few more poses until relaxation. So let's bring both knees in towards our chest, just a little gentle rocking right and left. Close your eyes. Feel this nice massage we're giving to our low back. Breathing in and out. And now, knee to chest pose, straighten your left leg on the ground, right knee in toward your chest. This improves digestion, nourishing your ascending colon. On the ground, palms up.
Sorry.
Deep relaxed out to the sides.
The camera turned
and
off.
And notice how your right leg is longer. There's more blood flow around the low back and your leg and your right side of your body. And now maintaining balance internally and externally, bring your left knee in towards your chest, breathing deep. This nourishes our descending colon. Feet are relaxed, toes, jaw, tongue at fire point. Left knee comes in towards the center of the chest. And exhale, lift your nose or your chin up toward the knee, knee towards the head. Inhale, lower down. Exhale, come up. Inhale, lower down. Again, we have three more. If it's better for your neck to support your head with your right hand, that's fine. Exhaling up, inhaling down. You choose the most nourishing choice for your body, mind, and soul. And then lowering down, both knees to your chest, a little rock and full body stretch. Deep breath, inhale, hold the breath, elongating and lengthening the spine. Exhale, relax down for a moment. Again, make sure you're comfortable. Your body will guide you by messages of comfort and discomfort. Find the most comfortable choice.
Boom.
Knee down twist, bringing your right knee in towards the chest. Left hand on the outside of the right knee, right arm extends out to the right, and bring your knee down to the left side. Nod your head left and then right, and stay with your right ear toward the ground. Breathe deep. Full, deep belly breaths. Again, if your knee down twist is just to be here, that's fine. Only go as far as it's comfortable. Close your eyes. Notice how your body feels.
Boom. Okay, thank you, Claire. All right, sorry we got interrupted here. We had a moment where our phone cut off. So we're doing the best we can under the conditions. Let's just take a moment to prayer out here, our inspiration. 7 o'clock, we come out here and we share the love that our 80th and 79th Street community has for our heroes. It's really been nice to see as it grows each and every day. Take a moment like Claire. She was getting to Shavasana, which is the relaxing pose at the end of yoga. But we had a wonderful, wonderful show today with Bob Bisacci and the Wooden Heroes, and Fisher House is dealing with post-traumatic stress. and then we had Pete Seeger talking about community and not large institutions. And then we had Bill Boggs interviewing a wonderful woman, his family, Olivia de Havilland and Joan Fontaine. And she talked about her traumatic stress and about her dog, Buster, and how Buster was there for her. And hello, hi, how are you? As my camera turns around on its own. Hello, Randy. Hi, how are you? Okay, so we showed the second part of our show. If anybody knows of anybody, I'm renting out my place out of Montauk Manor. I thought I'd mention that. And you are loved. And here's life. And I go to this wonderful book, The Family of Man. And on Wednesday, we're going to do a concert. We're going to do our buddy, the Peace Man, Ivan. They're going to play one of his songs and different people. So just keep life moving forwards with families and friends, and be thankful for all we have. Oh, I interviewed a young lady today, Rebecca Huff. Boy, she was smart, talking about getting up early in the morning and getting some sun and doing a little exercise and persistence. We're going to play that over the weekend. All right. Thank you, everybody. 7 o'clock. We'll broadcast again. If you're able to save a penny, this is the time to try to save a little, if you can, for a rainy day, because this seems to be the rainy day. All right. Thank you very much. You are loved.